Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Don't Cry Alone, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines. I must be mad. What in God's name was I thinking of, bringing you to a place like this? Ben Ward shifted uncomfortably in his seat and stared at his sister with a look of horror. Honestly, Beth, your infatuation with Tyler Blacklock will get us both hanged. Returning his stare with fierce dark eyes and a resolute expression on her lovely face, Beth reprimanded him in a quiet voice. You have no call to say that, Ben. Her voice trembled slightly, and at once the young man was filled with remorse. You know it isn't infatuation I feel for Tyler. I love him, and he loves me. A hard look came into her eyes as she continued, I won't let her break us up, however hard she tries, or whatever threats she might use against me. She glanced beyond him to where the howling wind was driving the rain into the carriage window. For a long, unsettling moment, she seemed entranced by the viciousness of the elements outside their safe haven. When she looked back into his face, her expression was darker than the night. In a low, foreboding voice, she murmured, God forgive me, but sometimes I hate her. No, Beth, you don't mean that. He shook his head from side to side, as though to will her words away. When she remained silent, he took her hand in his, squeezing it so hard that she actually winced. You are your own worst enemy, he whispered, his alarm betrayed in his voice. He thought how exquisitely lovely she was, yet how dangerously rebellious. All the same, in spite of her tempestuous nature, and even his own secret envy, he adored her. There was something very special about his sister. As far back as he could remember, she had entranced him with her spirit of adventure and her forthright nature. Her sense of fun and mischief was a joy to behold. As children, with only 2 years between them, they had been close, reveling in each other's company. His own nature was not so bold, not so defiant as Beth's. Where she led, he followed. Where he hesitated, she encouraged. And when Beth was made to suffer long, lonely periods of isolation by their mother, he was her knight in shining armor, raiding the larder in the small hours and braving the dark to creep down to the cellar with a hunk of cheese or a muffin, which he would then feed under the door in tiny pieces.